back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. This is Anita, and I'm here with Olivia. And Olivia, we are talking about Door County, Wisconsin. And the whole show is dedicated to Door County. It's almost like being there.
Well, I was there, and I just wanted to take everyone along with me.
Well, you have to come back and let your friends know all about these great places that you're going. And Door County sounds like we need to put it top of the list for summer vacations 2018.
Absolutely. And we talked in the last segment about, I mean, pretty much everything, how Door County is a great destination if you love food, if you love wineries and orchards, but also if you love nature. It's really beautiful. I mean, it's located on a peninsula, so of course you're going to get beautiful scenery. But there's some really interesting ecosystems out there, too.
Exactly. We had Jen Rogers, who is the PR and Communications Manager with Door County Visitors Bureau, telling us all about that. But I think we need to break it down a little bit now and talk about maybe some individual places in Door County. And why don't we start with the Ridges Sanctuary? And we have Drew Richmond, who is the Director of Development and Marketing with the Ridges Sanctuary, on the phone here. So let's have a little conversation with him, because the Ridges Sanctuary holds many titles. It's Wisconsin's oldest nonprofit nature preserve, a national landmark, and it's also home to an incredibly diverse ecosystem. So, Drew, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So can you tell us what makes the sanctuary ground so unique?
Yeah, it is noted as one of the most biologically diverse areas in the entire state of Wisconsin, and it's because of its geographical layout and its proximity to Lake Michigan. So the way that the Bailey's Harbor, where we're located, the way that it faces the lake, it creates a very interesting area, and the name The Ridges comes from a series of ridges, high points, and swales, which are low points, that make it a very interesting spot to visit.
And another thing that makes it really interesting is that it does kind of change a lot over time, and you'll see different kinds of plants and animals. So what are some of the kind of flora and fauna that you'll see around the ridges?
Yeah, we're definitely known in the Midwest for our wildflowers. And starting in about middle of May all the way through end of September, early October, we have a number of different wildflowers that blossom and bloom throughout the year, and then and make way for new ones that come in. One in particular is our different varieties of orchids, and I know that that's a popular flower for people to seek out and to learn more about. And we have about a dozen to 15 different varieties of orchids that bloom throughout the year, and at one point, there were up to 26 or so different varieties that have been discovered on our property over the last 80 years. And unfortunately, due to some changes in the environment and some different things around our area, we've lost a few. But really, people can explore and see beautiful, beautiful orchids in the wild.
And then the fun really starts in the beautiful nature center you have there, the Cook Albert Fuller Nature Center. So can you talk about some of the exhibits that are on display there? And also, you guys have a lot of activities that take place throughout the year.
Yeah, we are open year-round, and the trails are open year-round. So even in the wintertime, when we get lots of snow up here in Wisconsin, there are snowshoeing opportunities and things like that. The Nature Center was opened in the summer of 2015. Again, we were established in 1937, but this Nature Center has really changed a lot for us. It's one of the first LEED certified commercial buildings in Door County. So it's an environmentally friendly building, and I think people will realize that as soon as they walk up to it. But it contains not only our offices and front desk and reception area, but also exhibits and some rooms that can be rented out as well for different groups. The exhibits go through and give you a rich experience with the natural and cultural history of this area, of Bailey's Harbor, Door County, but also of the ridges itself, and gives you an idea of what the founders and what they fought to protect this place back in the 30s, but also some of the things that you might discover when you go out on the trails.
And then one of my favorite parts of the sanctuary was the boardwalk, which makes the forest accessible for wheelchair users and others who walk with assistance, which was really cool to me. My sister is disabled, so I thought that was a really nice touch to, you know, so that everyone can enjoy the beauty of nature. So can you talk about the construction of the boardwalk and kind of where it takes visitors?
you know, when the early planning was happening for the nature center, there was an idea of connecting the nature center to the sanctuary via boardwalk. That boardwalk has been a game changer for us. So it is a fully accessible, runs about a third of a mile, about 1,800 feet, and was built, led by a local contractor, but built entirely by volunteers. And what this allowed folks to do, the vision behind it, was to make sure that the sanctuary was available and accessible to all, really in the mindset of some of our aging members that were dedicated to this place that found themselves that they couldn't walk through the trails anymore. And then it was a major $100,000 gift that kickstarted it, and then we went to work. And now it's fully accessible to all. So walkers, those that utilize a wheelchair, but kind of what we didn't think about, which happened too, is now we have young families coming with strollers. So now we have kids of all ages that can visit the sanctuary. We have all kinds of activities set up for them. We have our family nature play day is coming up here in a couple weeks. So really a somewhat unforeseen circumstance of the boardwalk, but now we get folks of all ages and all abilities to be able to visit the ridges.
That sounds fantastic. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and Olivia and I are talking with Drew Richmond, who is the Director of Development and Marketing with Ridges Sanctuary in Door County, Wisconsin. And Olivia, he's sharing so much great information and just lets us know that there's other things to do in Door County besides checking out that cheese, which you want to do that too, but nature, so much nature.
Beautiful nature, beautiful shoreline, and as we're talking about, a really unique ecosystem here. And in the Ridges Sanctuary, there are quite a few different hiking options. So, Drew, can you tell us about, you know, there's self-guided, there's naturalist guided, but there are also different areas you can explore too?
Yeah, so starting in May and running through the end of October, we offer guided hikes every single day. And in the heart of the summer, we offer them twice a day. So you can actually go out with one of the Ridges naturalists if you want to learn a little bit more in detail. But the trails are actually open sun up to sundown 365 days a year. So again, people can explore it. And we say that there's a special event happening here every single day. And there really is. There's always something new and different to see here every day of the year. So there's opportunities that way. Part of our mission is also education, along with research and land preservation. So we also have a lot of different programs that are available year-round, too. So it's not necessarily just hiking the trails, but you can find all kinds of different speakers and different things that happen here that we try to bring in and educate the community about the environment, not only about the Ridges Sanctuary, but the greater environment around us. I'm looking out onto Lake Michigan right now through my office, and, you know, it's an important body of water, and we're surrounded by water here on the Door Peninsula. So, I mean, just education is really, really important to us. We want to get people out on the trails, and they can do that on a daily basis.
Yes, and that naturalist guided tour really enriched the whole experience. I mean, meeting the naturalists and the whole team, really, because a lot of times there is kind of a team that takes you out. You've got the caboose who watches and makes sure everybody's, you know, staying together, but it really is such a great experience to learn from people who are truly passionate, you know, not just about nature and science in general, but specifically the sanctuary and what makes it so special.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's that leader for your guided hike was a volunteer, and you know, any not-for-profit in the world knows that volunteers are critical, and signs of success are your dedicated volunteers, and I believe you hung out with one of them that day, and they help us out in so many different capacities, but their passion is what really leads us.
Well, it sounds like everyone's passionate, because Drew, we can hear the passion in your voice and description as well of the sanctuary. So how can people find out more information? What's a great website or contact information?
Yeah, absolutely. So ridgessanctuary.org.
And we'd love to come for a visit. So, Drew, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. We really appreciate it. Brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. And when we come back, guess what? We're going to continue to talk about Door County, Wisconsin. Back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.
I want to go kayaking. Want to make you my kayaking. I can hardly wait for our first date when we go kayaking.